and the ocean breathing heavy like a beast. I helped you, but I don't know if I was strong enough to say how the way it felt messed up my mind. May have been clouds or sun, but don't recall, I was young. May have been clouds or sun, but don't
You are listening to The Jukebox. I am your host, Julian Taylor. That is The Fruit Bats with Humbug Mountain Song, a song that I've heard a lot this summer. Heard it in Winnipeg, heard it in Edmonton, and also Cambridge. The band is pretty awesome, and Andrew actually is the lead singer, and it's really funny because we keep seeing each other walking down hallways of hotel rooms. He and I were on the same floor in Winnipeg, and we got to chatting, and he lives in L.A. Really cool musician and songwriter. The band's awesome, so check them out if you get a chance. And before that, from Nunavut, the Jerry Cans. They were nominated for Juno a couple years ago, and they are a band that combines Inuit throat singing with country, folk, rock, and even a little touch of reggae here and there. So really cool stuff. Please check them out when you get a chance on social media. Another person that you really need to listen to, and I'm telling you this because he's incredible. What a vocalist and what a piano player and what a personality. Jeremy Dutcher has just released brand new music. It is incredible. It's called Take My Hand. He's classically trained and he's a tenor. He's also a musicologist and won the Polaris Prize for his previous record. He's from New Brunswick and is a gentle, gentle soul. Here he is on the jukebox.
There for you when you this grief when your tears find you again. Not my light. The words that we find are new, and all of the ghosts that we sing back to teach us our way of listening. Give yourself to dance. Sorrow and grief create a place for new love to enter. If you listen for its name, I will always be there for you in new
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
My daddy was a good man, so I tell you more, but I just don't know.
Julian Taylor here, and you are tuning into The Jukebox. This is episode 96, and that was Mikhail Laxton with Four String Cowboy from his self-titled debut LP, Streams, which came out just a couple of weeks ago. It's a brilliant record, and Maverick Country in the UK, a publication there, gave it 10 out of 10 stars, which is so incredible and so rare as an artist. He certainly was flipping out a little bit about that, as rightfully so. A very humble soul who is living in Ottawa, but is from Australia. We also have some music from Joey Styles featuring Kinney Starr. The song's called Jaded Angel from the album Feather and Rosary. Joey is a First Nations Métis rapper and pop artist living in Haida Gwaii, and so is Kinney. Kinney's there as well. And they got together and put this incredible collaboration together. So awesome stuff. Justin Rutledge is also on the show, and he is covering a very well-known Harry Styles song, As It Was, doing a folk version of this particular track. And as we all know, the song was massive across the entire globe. So hopefully it gives Justin some legs on this one, you know what I mean? And before we get to that, I'd like to play you something from Valerie June. Now, Valerie June is somebody I met out in Edmonton, has a song called Wanna Be On Your Mind. And Valerie is incredible because she was a cleaning lady for ever and ever, 7 years of her life, waking up and cleaning houses. And she always dreamt about being a writer and an artist and never thought it was possible. But guess what? She headlined at the Edmonton Folk Festival stage, and she's having a great run at it. Also loves yoga like Ben Harper. So maybe they do yoga together. I don't know. But anyway, here is the song called Wanna Be On Your Mind by Valerie June, right here on The Jukebox.
Thank you. This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Come on, Harry. We want to say goodnight to you.
Holding me back. Gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say when everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I am the one who will stay.
Praying for a falling star. Make a wish or go away. saving us. Ashes, ashes, dust to dust. Now the rain, I'm saving us. Ashes, ashes, dust to dust.
Dust, 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 dust.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
Bird note. Just what is it that could bring crowds of people out after sunset on a September evening to stare at a chimney? Watch now. Here they come. Scores, perhaps hundreds, of small, dark birds whirling by, then forming a funnel-shaped cloud above the chimney. Now, they begin to descend, first one, then a few more, then dozens, hundreds, swirling right down into the chimney. Each bird goes in with wings held high, as if parachuting, dropping inside to catch onto the rough interior, where it will hang until morning. We've just witnessed a flock of chimney swifts enter their communal roost site for the night. These birds spend much of the year far to the south, in the Amazon basin of Peru. But in the spring, they head north, east of the Rockies, to nest. West of the Rockies, Vaux's swifts perform the same autumn ritual before they head south to Central America. The number of chimney swifts has dropped in recent years, in part because good old-fashioned chimneys are harder to find. You can help. Learn how you can alter an existing chimney or provide a roosting tower to make swifts feel more at home. Begin at our website at birdnote.org.